is some interesting narrations regarding the story of Shaitan and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Once Shaitan came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and he said that, "Oh Musa alayhi salam, you are favorite of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You are maqbool in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Please intercede on my behalf." So that tells you that Shaitan also believes that the friends of Allah can intercede. Otherwise he wouldn't have come to Musa alayhi salam and say, "Please intercede on my behalf. Make my shifaat. And intercede that may Allah accept my tawbah." Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, "O Musa, I accept your intercession and I accept your dua, but one condition. Tell Shaitan that he must go and make sajda to the qabr of Adam alayhi salam, I'll forgive him." And when he heard that, he said, "Well, I didn't do sajda when he was living, so I will not make sajda to his qabr." But Shaitan said to Musa alayhi salam, he said, "Since you have made an effort for my intercession, I want to tell you three interesting things. One is that when person is angry, I run in his body faster than blood. I control him. I let him do whatever I desire. I let him kill people. I let him swear people. I let him insult people. I let him abuse and hit people. I let him do so many wrong things. I let him utter words of kufr." So insan, human being becomes like a soccer ball and Shaitan kicks him from this side, from that side. He loses his balance, he loses his intellect, his brain, everything. So that's the time when Shaitan attacks human being the most. Second time, Shaitan said, when a warrior, when a ghazi, when a mujahid is in the battlefield, I come and put in his mind, "Think about your wife. Think about your children. You're not the only one who has to defend and protect the deen. There are so many other Muslims. They can do it. Go worry about your family. Go look after your family. If you die, what's going to happen? Your children will become yateen, orphan. Your wife will become widow. She'll go and marry somebody else. You don't know how the world will treat your children. You don't know where they grow up, whether they'll have food or they won't have food. Will they have education or they won't have education?" So I start feeding these thoughts to his mind and to his heart, till he becomes coward and he runs away. And the third occasion that I attack human being the most, when a man and a woman are in private place together. I put fitna in their minds and I motivate them to commit adultery. Nauzubillah. So therefore, the teachings of Islam, the separation between sexes, intermingling of sexes not allowed in Islam, private meetings, only men and only women, and this happens a lot in corporate world these days. A woman representing a company, a man is representing a company, they're going and having, you know, business lunch and business supper and business meetings. And in their offices, they are all alone and they're talking and making deals and shaking hands. You think Shaitan is sleeping. Shaitan does his tricks. And people end up, na'uzubillah, doing what Shaitan wants them to do. So if we want to stay away from this type of evils and protect ourselves and our chastity, then we should follow the teachings of Islam.